In the lesson this week in Science and Health, Mrs. Eddy says, humanity advances slowly out of sinning sense into spiritual understanding. Unwillingness to learn all things rightly binds Christendom with chains. I've been thinking about that today and thinking about in my own experience how I had been, in a way, unwilling to learn things rightly. And I was thinking of examples that I had. One, if I wanted a healing, I really just wanted the healing, and I wanted it quickly. I wasn't really thinking about maybe what lessons did I need to learn, or as we've talked about in our round tables, how there's a transformation of a life to happen. I didn't think in those terms. I was just trying to get well fast. I wanted that quick fix. And that really did bind me with chains until I learned that if I wanted a healing, I needed to turn to God, ask Him what it was I needed to learn, what more did I need to know, and to feel His presence and power. And in that way, I would have a true healing. And the second one was dishonesty. And I'd always thought myself as an honest person, but many times I didn't want to admit that I had a problem, or I would cover up things. Mrs. Eddy talks about in Science and Health substituting fair seeming for straightforward character. So yeah, I was putting on a show, a front, to cover up what I was perhaps really thinking or feeling, or maybe what was going on in my home, so everybody else would think things were just perfect. And that was truly dishonest, and it kept me bound in chains, because in order to have a healing in science, you have to admit that there's something you need to be healed of. You have to have that humility to start out there. And as Mrs. Eddy says, error uncovered is two-thirds destroyed, and the final third destroys itself. And then I guess one other thing I was thinking about that kept me in chains, and it was an unwillingness to learn all things rightly, and that was Craig talked about it too, and it was ingratitude. I thought I was a grateful person, but not truly grateful, not as you read tonight, grateful for life, truth, and love. Not truly grateful for God. Not really. It was a very superficial sense of the whole thing. Nor was I grateful for all the sacrifices that have gone before me, Mrs. Eddy, Christ Jesus, prophets, people who have fought for our country, all these things. I wasn't grateful. I didn't think about that. And I had to learn to be grateful. As you read in the Bible, the leper that came back to give thanks, he was made whole. And in all these ways, when I realized the true sense of this science, of Christian science, and was willing to learn things rightly, I did become whole, and healing took place. I'm so grateful for Christian science. I'm so grateful for this very holy service we have on the eve before Thanksgiving. So grateful for the testimonies I heard tonight and those wonderful readings. And I look forward to seeing you all again in the morning.
Thank you.